It's 8464CA. Well, a public meeting coming up this week, and there's been quite a bit of talk about this one with respect to the Spanish mackerel, one of the favoured fishing and eating fishes here in tropical North Queensland. Now, back in 2016, a report labelled the fishery sustainable here in Queensland. Then in April last year, a stock assessment released in April last year estimated that the East Coast population may have dropped to about 17%. So in the period of about 4 or 5 years, quite a different change with respect to where we are. And for fishos, be they recreational, be they commercial, having something solid there, I can understand why they're a little bit confused about this. Now, there is a meeting coming up this week, and I have been provided with a flyer for that meeting coming up on Thursday. Mackerel cancelled. The old cliche, and of course becomes a left versus right argument. Such a polarising position for this group to take, I must say, and highly politicised. Is this just going to be a political propaganda meeting, or is it about the science? Is it about the data? Is it about the facts? And is it about the longevity and the benefit of the fishery? Another interesting aspect is Dr. Peter Ridd, who's somebody I've known and I've dealt with over many years, but a geophysicist who's been out of the industry as such for many years, I would seriously question what he can bring to the table. Anyhow, let's talk a little bit more about some of the specifics. My special guest this morning, and it's a great pleasure to actually have him online this morning, Dallas De Silva. He's the Executive Director of Fisheries Queensland. Dallas, thank you so much for your time this morning. And if I can just start by, I guess, recognition that there's possibly some understanding as to why the difference between the 2016 report and the 2021 report, vastly different. I can understand from my perspective why this has caused, I guess, a bit of a concern in the local fishing community here in the region.
Thank you, Murray. Great to be with you. The simple answer to that is that we've had 4 years of extra fishing occurring since the last assessment. And over that time, fishing has continued to see the stock decline. So we collect a lot of information on the fishery. There's a great science program that supports all of our fisheries here in Queensland. And what it's showing is that the catch rates in the fishery are continuing to decline, which shows that the numbers of mackerel out there is also less and less. Because that 4 year period since the last assessment to what the one we just did, there's been a continued downward trend in the fishery.
Now, are there other factors that actually do indicate that the fishery is actually under stress apart from these reports? Are there other factors that basically correlate the data that's been brought in more recently?
Well, even the earlier studies that were done at the previous stock assessments did flag that there was some red flags, if you like, about where the fishery was maybe moving towards. So, yeah, there has been previous work done that showed that some of the key indicators for the fishery were just raising some alarm bells. But the most recent stock assessment, which was done in 2020, used a really advanced piece of technology called a stock synthesis model. It's one of the world's leading stock assessment models. It's used by CSIRO, other jurisdictions around the country. And that model really did show very clearly that the biomass of Spanish mackerel is about 17% of unfished levels. So that's below the benchmark that we'd like to be at, and we really need to start to have a conversation about how do we best recover and rebuild this population.
Thankfully, you know, we're not in a situation, you know, like they have in so many other countries overseas, where due to overfishing, it gets to a point where the ecosystem actually collapses because you start to continue to take these parts out of the ecosystem. Is there a concern moving forward that it may actually get to a point that, you know, the numbers become so low that it may actually even lead to a collapse of ecosystems?
I think the first point I'd make on that one is that we all want Spanish mackerel stocks to be there for our kids to enjoy and sure. Their kids for future generations. So that's very much our focus, making sure that we've got a plan in place to rebuild this fishery and recover the stocks into the future. Spanish mackerel are an important predatory fish species in our marine environment. So rebuilding these populations is also a very important part of having a healthy marine ecosystem and healthy food chain into the future.
Dallas, can you tell me about some of the species here in Queensland that have been under stress that we've managed to recover in recent years?
I can, Murray. We've got some terrific examples. The one that I would mention would be coral trout, which is such an iconic fish in Queensland, as we all know. So back in the early 2000s, that fishery wasn't travelling very well. A series of management changes were put in place to help recover that fishery. And over time, that biomass has increased considerably now. It's up around 60%, which is a fantastic level for that fishery. And the anglers are out there catching coral trout. The commercial guys are catching it. It's just a really great success story. And it's exactly what can happen here with Spanish mackerel if we get the management changes in place and we give the fishery a chance to respond to that. So, yes, coral trout is a great example of what we're looking to follow here with Spanish mackerel.
They're wonderful. One of my favourite fish, certainly out there on the reef. But it's interesting to hear that they've been through that similar situation where the stock levels were under pressure. But by using good management, we've managed to get them back again. That's great news. Moving forward, because I know there's quite a few people that are interested, whether they be from the commercial sphere or the recreational sphere, that are waiting for a final decision here. Where are we at and what are some of the options that are actually on the table here?
So the Spanish Mackerel Working Group has met a couple of times already, and they'll be meeting again next week. That's got representatives from commercial fishers, recreational fishers, conservation groups as well, Indigenous fishers. It's a really good forum where we can talk about the science and talk about some of the management options. So no decisions have been made at this point, but we are working on a discussion paper and a draft harvest strategy, which outlines the rules. So I guess the key parameters around how we're going to try and rebuild this fishery. That's all work in progress still, and that's going to be considered at the Spanish Mackerel Working Group Monday and Tuesday. Then we'll be looking to release a discussion paper and the draft harvest strategy for public consultation in April. And that'll give everyone a chance to have a say on the management options. But at this point in time, no management options have been decided. We're still going through the consultation process with the working group.
As I understand it, though, possibly closures, particularly around spawning seasons, and a reduction of the allocated catch, I should imagine that they're some of the tools that are on the table that may be implemented at some stage into the future?
It's things like the recreational bag limit, the commercial quota allocation, closed seasons, closed areas. Those are all the different tools and levers that can be pulled to help recover the fishery. And, you know, leave more fish in the water to spawn and to then, you know, start to really rebuild this biomass into the future.
As I said at the beginning of our discussion this morning, you know, I do have some concerns that the meeting coming up this Thursday here in Cairns seems to be very highly politically charged. I guess we'll wait and see exactly how things turn out. But you know, to try and get some objective information, and that's why I guess I was keen to talk to you this morning about exactly where we're at. But what would you say to some of the people that are thinking of going along to this particular meeting? What is the best thing for us to do to make a decision that works for all parties here, which it includes, of course, the ecology and the Great Barrier Reef?
My message would be wait till the draft discussion paper comes out and the harvest strategy. That really explains in very good detail the science for the fishery, some of the management options, some of the pros and cons, if you like, of the different approaches that we might use. So have a good read of that material when it's released for public consultation. And then please have your say, you know, make a submission, send in your thoughts to Fisheries Queensland, and that'll be carefully considered before any management decisions are made before 1 July, which is when the new season starts for the commercial operators.
Now, look, if I can be quite pointed with you, certainly suggestions from some of the things that I've seen, particularly online, that there's a conspiracy on foot here. What would you be your response to anyone that's suggesting that there's some conspiracy here on behalf of Fisheries Queensland?
I think we all want sustainable Spanish mackerel stocks into the future. We don't have that at the moment. So doing nothing is not an option. We really do need to take action to rebuild this fishery. And the science is really clear. It's been peer-reviewed and it's been found to be very robust and very solid. So we've done a lot of due diligence here and the science is very clear. It's been assessed, as I said, by independent experts, and they've backed the work that we've done there. So I think that's a really important point that I'd like to make. And then, you know, we can actually start to look at the different management options that will then recover this fishery in the years ahead.
Spanish mackerel, I've managed to be lucky enough to have one on my line once, but I lost a bit. They're incredible fish. They're incredibly fast. They're incredibly beautiful. They taste great as well. So in every way, they are a great fish. I want to still be able to catch them with my son. But of course, importantly, I want his kids to be able to, you know, have the opportunity to actually go fishing for Spanish mackerel as well. This is a serious thing. And, you know, I'd be really concerned if it was politicised. We need to stick with the science. Been great to get your point. point of view this morning. Dallas De Silva, he's the Executive Director of Fisheries Queensland. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Murray. All the best.
For over 35 years,